Pesach is a spiritual time where we connect to some of the deepest themes of Judaism. Why then do we spend the night drinking wine? We see repeatedly that wine is a very dangerous and damaging entity connected to many infamous sins. According to one opinion, the Eitz Hadas itself was a grapevine. Immediately after the Mabul, the flood, Noah became intoxicated, repeating Adam's original sin. Lot and his daughters erred with wine. According to one opinion, Nadav and Avihu's sin was performing the Avodah while intoxicated. If so, why do we spend our Seder night drinking wine? And here's the key. Nothing in the physical world is objectively good or evil. Rather, everything has the potential to be used for either good or evil. The choice is solely up to you. Electricity is neither good nor bad. An outlet can be used to charge your appliances, but can also give you an electric shock. And the same applies to money. It can be used to enable Torah learning, but it can also be used to fund destruction and chaos. A charismatic personality can be used to inspire others to grow or seduce them down a twisted path. Everything in this world is merely potential waiting to be used. Evil, therefore, is really the misuse of potential. When we choose to use an object for something other than its true purpose. Evil is the breakdown and corruption of good. This is why the Hebrew word for evil is ra, which literally means brokenness or fragmentation. And the reason why Hashem created the world in such a way is so that we can have free will. We get to choose whether to use things for their true purpose, actualizing their potential, or to misuse them, getting pulled into the clutches of evil. And having established that everything has the potential to be used for good or evil, it's also important to realize that the more power there is, the more potential there is. For example, a 220-watt outlet can either charge your phone or give you a small electric shock, but 20,000 watts can either light up your neighborhood or electrocute you. The more power, the more potential. Of course, this results in an important principle. The value in any power is only in as much as it can be controlled. Otherwise, the more power you have, the more destruction you will have. As we often see with nuclear energy and many other such things. Just think about giving a child the power to cross the street by himself. When you give him such a power, only when he has the ability to control it, to know when not to cross the street. And now we can get back to wine. The Vilna Gaon explains that wine is the greatest paradigm of physical potential. On the one hand, it's clearly dangerous, and its misuse leads to complete and utter disaster. But when used properly, it lifts you up. The spiritual nature of wine is evident in its nature itself. Physical things rot. They wither, they decay with time, such as the human body and food. Wine, however, only improves with time. Furthermore, as Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach explains, when it comes to most foods and drinks, the more you have, the less you want. You become full and lose your appetite. With wine, however, the opposite is true. The more you have, the more you desire. Which is the same for spiritual wisdom. The more you learn, the more you crave. The more you learn, the more you realize you don't understand, and the more you want. Wine is also able to open up the mind and allow it to transcend its normal limitations. As Chazal explained, Nichnas Yayin Yotze Sod. When wine enters, secrets are revealed, because both Yayin and Sod have the gematria of 70, and the meaning is that when wine enters, it opens up your consciousness to a level of experience that transcends the revealed level of reality. This is why we have wine at every point of Kedusha, at every point where we want to uplift the physical. It's our way of showing that we are taking the physical, something that has the potential for both spirituality and spiritual emptiness, and using it for the good. We therefore make Kiddush on wine on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, at a wedding, by a bris milah, and for other such holy celebrations. We drink wine at the Seder, in order to uplift the night of Pesach. We are uplifting our Seder experience, but we are tapping into a larger experience as well. The Ramban explains that the grand miracles of Pesach are meant to instill within us the understanding that not only are the open reversals of nature miraculous, but the day-to-day workings of nature are miraculous as well. Hashem performed outstanding miracles when taking us out of Mitzrayim, but the entire world of nature is a constant miracle of Hashem as well. This means that every aspect of this physical world is vested with godliness, with the potential for spirituality. And we can therefore uplift every single thing we encounter to a state of holiness. And as we retell over the Pesach story at the Seder, we learn about the inherent spirituality present within every facet of the physical world. So what better way to do this than with wine?